A bloke commemorates the Queen the right way, a student bites off more than she can chew, and a local woman unwittingly signs up for a big weekend of sports.
Effie Bateman, and this is your Daily Batuta for Friday, the 23rd of September.
And I'm Errol Parker. Yes, we start this bulletin yet again with some news about the Queen. This headline is, local bloke spends day of mourning with dogs and horses like the Queen would have wanted.
Yes, local bloke and obvious royalist Jason Croydon yesterday spent his day of mourning drowning his sorrows and commemorating the Queen's spirit by surrounding himself with some of the things she loves most. Horses and dogs.
Making his way to the Royal Hotel, which boasts a lot of sports betting, horse racing betting and stuff like that, $5 crownies and the best 3-star Parmigiana in Batuta. Jason says it would have been exactly what Her Majesty wanted.
He said the Queen was also pretty into horse racing too, so I imagine this was a nice sentiment. Imagine pulling out all those $5 notes would have been very triggering for him though, so hope he's all right. And up next, a pre-exam student chewing her gum like it holds a secret to a semester worth of missed classes.
A student at South Batuta Polytechnic has given her jaw a workout for the ages today, it can be confirmed.
With her final exam for Business Innovation and Financial Management just hours away, Sophie Simpson was doing a fair bit of vigorous chewing and foot tapping this morning. Yeah, I've gone through a bit of chewy, she laughed.
She's the type of person who leaves for a party 10 minutes after she was supposed to be there. Sophie says it's been a stressful 24 hours or so, but she reckons she does her best work when she's under the pump.
Just gotta put on some of that lo-fi hip-hop and it'll all be alright.
Yes, and speaking of lo-fi hip-hop, our last story today is my boyfriend has booked a table for the footy, says colleague who doesn't understand that means 3 codes across 8 hours.
Yes, this Saturday marks perhaps the most jam-packed day of sport in the 2022 calendar, with the Wallabies playing a pointless but significant Bledisloe test against the New Zealand All Blacks and ever-powerful South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the unforgiving Penrith Panthers in the NRL semi-finals, and of course the highly anticipated AFL Grand Final. There is something for everyone.
There is, but for some sickos, however, all three matches are equally as important. And local interior designer Melody Barclay is under the impression that there is only one match of football this weekend, telling her co-workers that she'd unwittingly signed herself up for a very, very long day of rugby union, its working class cousin rugby league, and of course, Victorian leg tennis. Oof. Yes, sounds like a very tough day at the office. And today's quote of the day comes from Kalgoorlie. It's the mother of a young man who was taken out of school because he had an offensive haircut. The boy's mother, Petrina Wilson, told the Kalgoorlie Miner, which I'd say is a newspaper or a young person in Kalgoorlie, I'm not sure, that her son's mullet and shaved head, which was a result of some football celebrations apparently, that breached the school uniform's personal appearance expectations policy, whatever that means. And the quote she gave that newspaper was, "What's hair got to do with learning? It's the brain that observes the education, not the hair."
That's very wise. But also, was it that he's now off for a whole month?
Yes, he's off for a month of school. No, the principal there has given him the marching orders, and that's just what young people need, is a massive disruption to their education. It's not like there haven't been any of that over the past 3 or 4 years, is there?
No, not at all. But that doesn't seem like a punishment at all.
No, it's these types of things that makes it hard to feel bad for teachers. But they are under the pump, and teachers do their best work under the pump.
Anyway, that's what's making news for today. See you later.
See ya.